And quite honestly, I have a new attitude from yesterday.
What? A new attitude.
My new attitude is I like getting up early.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I like being here at 6. And,
might I be candid for a second? I absolutely love it.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. So that's kind of the way I feel about it now, that I've had a time to sit back and think about it.
I feel you.
I was thinking about it last night, talking to some friends of mine. They were asking me, because everyone asked, I don't know if you guys are getting it, what's new hours like?
Yeah.
You know, what are the new hours like?
And I'm difficult at first,
yeah,
but...
You start boiling it down, and it allows you to do a lot of things that you can't do when you work in the middle of the day.
Yeah. And we have a lot more opportunity in the morning. So I say... sorry for your luck, everybody else, but I'm glad we're here.
Right.
Yes, Jeff.
That's weird because yesterday you would have strangled anybody. You would have strangled Jake.
He tried to strangle me.
Oh no, I still wouldn't mind strangling someone this morning. I'm just
okay.
It's the way you direct your anger.
Oh, okay, so you feel better about the hour. Okay, so
I feel better about the hours.
Basically, you would still strangle Jake. You just wouldn't strangle Father Time.
Okay, and you could say it that way if you want. Yes, Bubby Whoopass Wilson.
I say we burn this spot, and this is our damn domain. Come take it from us.
Okay, well. That's
4 days strong.
If squatting were in radio land, then this here is our property, and I dare any inmate from town get me off this.
We are tree trimmer.
This is my crick.
Nobody was here. We claimed it.
There you go. That's right. Everyone left. Not our fault that the Bubba the Love Sponge left and Howard Stern left. We've now claimed this spot.
And they asked
Kiss
us.
My ass. Here we go.
They asked us. They were like, no.
They begged us to come
do
here.
Do you guys want it? And we were like, well...
Why, yes, we do.
Sure.
Well, basically...
And I make no apologies for it, so how's that?
We'll give it back to you, but we're going to wreck the hell out of it first.
Yeah. Well, they told us, they said, look, we're thinking...
Right, like a rental car.
We're thinking about leaving Clear Channel. Could y'all fill in our spot till we get back?
Anyway, I'm feeling good today. It's a Friday, and that may be why I'm feeling good, because, you know, tomorrow we can sleep in whatever we want. But
how are you going to wake up tomorrow?
Yeah, big weekend. You got bike week this weekend.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's going to be like the big weekend for bike week in Daytona. Also, tonight, Lynyrd Skynyrd is going to be in Daytona Beach, and I get to introduce them on stage with Bubba.
Skynyrd!
Can't go wrong with Skynyrd. And more than anything else, I cannot wait. On Sunday, it's going to be Sopranos. Sopranos. Let me hear the music.
How you done?
I can't wait, man. And there's a whole bunch in USA Today. There's a big story about Sopranos and the universe of the Sopranos. And
they're gonna start off with a bang. They're gonna kill somebody right off the bat. Like
Gio, I want you to kill my wife.
And Tony's cousin's gonna be in it this year. It's Steve Buscemi is playing Tony. Tendio?
The scene stealer.
That sounds right.
Whatever. He is a scene stealer.
He's going to be awesome. I mean, you know, he wrote and directed, helped write and direct a couple of episodes last season.
1-888-978-1041 or locally it's 407-916-1041. Keith, you're on with the Monsters.
Okay. Hey, Monsters. Hey, it's been great having you guys on in the morning. I'm a restaurant manager and I close up shop about 2 and then do inventory and things like that, so I don't get to hear you guys. But I'll tell you what, after hearing Ready for the Weekend, I'm going to go home and make love to my big old hog.
Okay.
Right on.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it, man.
What? Anytime we can do that.
Anytime. If something we do makes you want to make love to your wife.
That's sick.
Well, that's good work.